Okay. Zeichen nicht was Avi Mori Jakob in so Pilchas. Zeichen nicht was Daniel Shena was Yeshua Falk. Okay. So Recha and Zeich. So we did Zeich. And what we didn't do everything yet. We said that Zeich is the source, is a Mishnah in Machshirin. It says that, you know, that in order for something to be Mekabal Tumma, it had to have one of the Zayin Mashkim, Yored Aleihem Birotso. It was raining, I'm very happy. It has to Yored Aleihem after they get what detached from the ground. So if you have fruits that were detached from the ground and it rained, so then, and you're happy that it's raining, the fruits get washed off, so then it's Mekabel Tumma. So the Chiddush is that even if it wasn't Mamish water, but it was Zeya, so Zeya also is Machshel Mekabel Tumma. So from that, the Rosh and the Tshuva says, so who adin, if you have milk on the fire and the fumes are going up and there's a salami coming from the ceiling, and when the time to say it hits the salami, it is what? It's Yatzo lettuce bowl, then it's Basa B'cholof. And that's how we normally assume B'halacha. The Mishka Rosh Yaakov denies the whole thing and says, no, Zeya, that's like Afer. If it's something that's also Bahanoah and you have Zeya, that's one thing. But this is Afer. So there's no such, so Zeya doesn't do anything. Zeya is mutter. So that is the, but we the halacha, we, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say like the Mishkan is Yaakov. Shulchan Aruch says, and Moshe Feinstein, so he was a big machmir, says if you have liquid and there's Zeya, so then it's going to cause, if it's a soup, it'll be fleishiks. If it's but Rav Tzion Vosner, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, they point out that if you look carefully in the Rosh, you'll see that if it's too hot, certain things just were nisraf ba'avir. They're nisraf ba'avir. And therefore, there's no Zeya. So that's why Rav Abadi told me, he says, there's no Zeya in the ovens today. There's no Zeya. Because what's his raya? He said to me, if you would look at the top of the oven after you cook in it, do you see any, is there any condensation there? So he said, no, there's no condensation there. Because why isn't there lachluchas there? Because by the time that the Zeya took, even if you have a soup, the time the Zeya would come to the ceiling, it would be already Nisraf Bavir. So according to that, Rav Bari and Rav says that there would be no such thing, there's no such thing as a Fleishikov. There's no such thing as a Milchikov. And then they hold also that there's no such thing as a Treifav. The only thing is, if you have Be'en in it, still. Right, but the Be'en gets burnt anyway. Burnt. No. That's still, it's not Zeya. Fleishik soup that's spilled in the oven. That's spilled in the oven. So also not, I'll tell you why. Because it's all going to be burnt up. And Mamela, when you turn on the oven, it's going to be kashered anyway.
You get a fully trimmed oven, a guy's oven.
Yeah, so if there's any chashash that could be a be'en that's edible. Right. Right.
Yeah, you go into
a goy's oven. Yeah, if you go into a goy's oven and you cook, and you have your own tin, say. You put your own tin. Right, it wouldn't even mean it.
But Rebbe, what's the problem? Because if even if there's a bit in there, so it's not going to cause zeh unless it's liquid.
Yeah, I mean, so if you want to.
Problem?
In other words, if you.
No, but if there's also, a meatball sitting at the bottom, who cares?
It could be, again, Rav Abadi even agrees that if you have one thing on top of the other, say if you if milk underneath the meat or treif underneath the kosher, so then the zeh will come up and can aser because it's asering directly.
Even if there's no zeh.
No, there will be zeh. Rav Abadi agrees there's zeh. But it won't make the oven flashy because the time that zeya will hit to the top, that zeya will be gone. It burns up avir ha'olam. It might get up a little bit, right? So that's why Rav Badi tells people never to. He says he doesn't. He tells people never to do milk and flashiks together, even though meikar din he might hold that if it's zebet sadzeh, it's okay because they'll just go up, and they're not going to answer. But he's always afraid that once you start putting multiple inflations in at the same time, you'll make mistakes. But that's just a cautionary thing. But Lameisa, he holds that Meikar Adin, there's no such thing as a flasher cover. There's no such thing as a milk cover. And there's no such thing as a tray cover. And this is Rabbi Psi and Vosner's shita. And he writes, Rabbi Psi and Vosner in the Or Yisrael. He has a whole piece about it. Yeah. And there's a supplement here. And the supplement is from Yeshurun. You know Yeshurun? It's a Torah journal. You can't call it a journal. It's this thick thing, thick book, hard covered. The editor offered to give me all of them for free. I live in an apartment. I can't have all of them for free. The YU library has all of them. I live right across the street. So in the Yeshurun journal, in Nissan Toshin Samuel Bays, they have Hanhagas from Rabbi, and I think Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed this to me on page 4 in the supplement. He quotes Rav Gifter, Hanhagas from Rav Gifter, by Baruch Hirschfeld. Ishtamshus tamo macho bosu v'cholov, horo lahakel v'bishol bosu v'cholov v'tonor echad, v'zach hazeh afilu megulin. Rav Gifter held you can use basu and cholov one after the other, even if they're both uncovered. Supplement 32, page 4. You have supplement 32, page 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's holding by the same reason their body. That
yeah, I don't know exactly, but that was the... That's what he held. And...
Rebbe, yes. in a smaller space like a microwave, this would not apply.
Oh, so right? Microwave. What's the story with microwave? So should microwave be more chomer or more kal?
It's condensation.
Oh, so that right. So Rav. Yeah. So 1 second. So on page 36. He says, Havdel Shabenator Ulam. Last paragraph, page 36. Ulam. Kolze Eidol Bestam Tanurim Shabbais. Ava Tanure, Misados, Umifolim, Chebetonuri, Toaster, Shabbais. Toaster ovens, and Behain Mistafino Hokel, Alkoponum Khathilo. He says, Habe Lichloch Beenshir Behem. Because you came to Tonor and Mikrogal microwave, the Pshita should also. In other words, the svara that it's going to burn up, what? Doesn't apply. So therefore, you should be machmer. Because it's not going to burn up, because it's not this hot.
Why is it totally different? A toaster is, I mean, now that we have toaster ovens, you know, they can get up to 400 or 500 degrees.
Yeah, so right. Yeah, so I mean, toaster ovens is not as like a regular oven. The question is, how hot will they get? Will there be condensation in the toaster oven? You have to take a look. But it could get pretty hot, toaster oven also. Well, 400, 500. It's not going to get 900. But once I was at a wedding, sitting next to somebody, I don't know how, then Rabbi Willard was sitting across from me. And then I heard something in his name, but I wanted to hear him say it. So we got the conversation going. You have to know how to start the conversation. And so I don't know who the guy, I forget who the guy was sitting next to me. I said, oh, so I started, well, what do you hold about microwave? So he said, yeah, microwave says, chatchila, you should cover up, you know. And most people do the double cover. But then he said a point, which I think is correct. And this point was said in the first tshuva, supposedly, to be written on microwaves was by what? Was the tshuva that Rav Henkin, Rav Nochum Rabinovich, Ale Adumim, wrote something and he sent it to Rav Henkin. And it's printed now in the Gevurot Eliyahu. This Rabbi Kleinman from Brooklyn, he put together Tshuvas Rav Henkin with footnotes of Fulay, and it seems that Rav Henkin was maskim. And this is, I think, what Rabbi Willie said to me. On one hand, it's not hot enough to burn it up, but it's not even Yatzo Lettuce. So it could be Maker Adin, there's no Belia even. You follow? The regular ovens, they're so hot, they're going to burn it up. And then you have things that, so Rav Rosna is saying, well, the microwave is not going to burn it up. So it should be a Shiloh Zaya. But it could be, like Rabbi Will pointed out, and Rav Nochum Rabinovich pointed out to Rav Henkin, and according to Rabbi Kleinman's footnote, it seems that Rav Henkin agreed with him, that it might not be hot enough to have the Bliya. It's not hot enough, so it's a problem. But if it's not Yatzo Lettuce Bowl on the ceiling, yeah. In other words, like Rabbi Will pointed out, you take its stuff out of the microwave, you feel the ceiling of the microwave. Not Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, right? But it was to have a blia. One, you need the when it goes up and. In other words, if the ceiling itself is not Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, so how do you have a bleed?
No, but the food might have been Yatzo Lettuce Bowl ceiling. You have a small particle. Yatzo Lettuce Bowl, it's not going to make the ceiling Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. But it will still do a bleed up. Yeah, whatever bleed up, it will go up.
You mean the Zaya?
Remember the Zaya, it could be Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. It's not enough to change the temperature of the ceiling, but it is enough to. It'd be high strength if he's not covered. And if not covered,
yeah, while it's in the microwave for sure.
The
stuff that spritzes up, that little thing that spritzes up the ceiling. The second is the thing will be outside the smoke. If the microwave is on and the food while it's on the plate, it's got slow to go. So the time it gets from the plate to the ceiling while the microwave is on, it's going to go down a little bit.
It's water from the hot water. Spritz a little bit onto a plate.
You
touch the plate the next
time. It is a shail of Tata Gavar.
But you're
still getting glucose.
Unless you're
trying
to
pass it. Right? Yeah, so that's the question whether I have to look in the.
Also,
Right.
It's not Zaya.
Right, but the food could be, you know.
While the microwave's on.
You know, ready. Okay, so that's what Rav Osler was saying. But the shaila is is there really anything that's yet so lettuce, but you want to say maybe the makele bala to kide klipa on the.
I have my apartment used as like microwave covers.
Yeah.
This plastic thing.
But they have holes in it.
That's holes in it. Yeah. But the holes only Zay is gonna get up.
Okay. But if you're according to you, when
no, but the when you lift it up, there's like a lot of smoke that comes.
Yeah.
That's what you have to steam. That's the outside. So if it isn't the covers up.
Right. But if you this is the clue you have to see whether it's is it Ipshat that it is Yatsu lettuce ball and it's so that's or it's nothing. I don't know. We never got a thing with the holes.
So do we assume that the microphone is going to go up and then come back down?
The next time you cook.
That time I cook is going to come back down.
Well, that's the whole idea of those that are. Those that have problems with ovens or macaroni ovens, what's the point? It goes in, and the next time you're going to cook, it's going to have another. You have the milk exeya, and then 2 hours later, you have a fleishig dish. You have the zefleish exeya, and it's going to bring it down.
Mashi
v'ruach umori d'goshim. Well, that's the whole chashash. If it's not...
Even if you have little spritzes of zeya going to the top, it's enough to keep to that and just take whatever's there and drink it out.
Is it enough? Well, if you want to, according to you, maybe you said it really does.
Because
you're saying is... Yeah, but it could... Right, so... So, right, so the top didn't get hot. It probably didn't. Was the top ever hot? At the Mekele Bola, is it really Mekele? Or maybe there was no. It never gets hot. So that's what Rabbi Willard was thinking, and that's what Rav Nochum Rabinovich.
That's
he was the Rebbe of who else was a Talmud Rebbe Nachum Rabinovich?
My cousin.
Who?
Rabbi
Rosen's
wife.
Ariel? No. No. The Lord Jonathan Sachs.
Grandson was Solomon.
Yeah, so we have his grandson right here. Grandson right here in Amsterdam. The Krakowskis. You know, Dovid Krakowski, you don't know. Right here. He lives on my block in grandson from Nachum Rabinovich. No, so we I think my wife covers it with something, yeah. Plate or something.
Those microwave covers
could be, right.
Why are they worse than the
then holes?
Yeah, but the holes are just about
But the shaila is there really?
Rabbi.
Let's just say the CDC didn't recommend to put a paper towel in front of your mouth.
So that's a question. Whether it really, that's what I'm really saying. But I want you to tell me about this. Is there any? Well, it could be your microwave is okay because. Could be Meeker didn't like Rabbi Willard saying. It could be there was no Blia. So that's what he was. So he was machmir of but we should look.
Rabbi, I just wanted to ask you, what about
air? What are you saying, Rabbi?
What about air fryers? I was actually schmoozing with Rabbi Avi Miller,
And he said he wanted to ask Rebbe a question about air fryers because there was an air fryer that has two parts, that you, two separate things, but it's one unit that heats, one heating element.
Okay.
So that, could they use one for milchix and one for fleishix, even though it's one heating element?
Yeah. Yeah, so that I'm not so... I want to see it. I want to see it. I don't have one. You have one? You have an air fryer? Yeah, here's an air fryer. Show and tell. Okay, but I'm more concerned with the tshuva of the two.
Does Rebbe want me to show him on video?
One second. I'm concerned right now with the tshuva of the two of Tam Vadas or of Shlomo Kluger. You know, if Shlomo Kluger was the Gadol Hador, you have to realize that. I mean, the Masham got smicha from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger was the Gadol Hador. Rav Shlomo Kluger was the Gadol Hador. But you know the I told you the story. Yeah, I told you that.
By one of the races, that's precious.
Right.
Just go to the Haggadah.
Yeah, we'll have the. Yeah.
Have put the matzah because I'm taking off the shoulder.
Yeah.
My goal is to set that my first step.
Great neck.
Great neck. I've seen them on the first.
Okay, so here's a tshuva here. And then Rav Avadi Yosef asked a kasha on the tshuva. And then I was just once discussing it with Rav Avadi. Rav Avadi said, of course he realized this. So what's the answer? So I want to hear what you say is the answer. Let's see what he says. What's Rav Avadi Yosef's kasha? And what could be the teretz? Okay? Page 1, supplemental packet 32, Bingen Zayer, Shlomo Kluger. So he says like this. Shlomo Kluger says, "Ein zeya lezeya." Whereas the Rush had the din of zeya, right? That was, you had milk boiling and going into the salami, right? So the zeya went direct. But say you have Zaya that goes into an oven. Lo yitzur, there would be Zaya. Okay? And then the next time, that's the fleishik. And then you cook milk the afterwards. So that's going to what? Going to go up. And what's the chashash? It's going to be Mashi Faruach and Marina Goshim. It's going to bring it down.
Is it bring down what? Milk or gosh?
Depends what was there from early.
Meaning if I did fleishik the first time, then there's going to be fleishik. And the second time,
the milk
is going to go up and mix and then come down
with the oil. Okay, either way, either possibility. But he says, below, he says, a kolbach, they are blue, we bust out of the low zeya, we call zeya. In other words, zeya is not going to be able to poilate zeya. So when something goes up and is balua, it stays there. Whereas if you would technically cook there, but you can't cook it, you can't. It was the only way that that thing is going to be harmful is that it comes back down. Right. That is the Gain Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Halakha Rav Shlomo Kluger. He said, "Oh, Kolponu Hakder Blua Bibasar Atzmo, V'lo Zeya Mikoch Zeya." Goldberg? Ain Zayel Zay. So we just kashed your microbe. Yeah, because Zaya can't bring down Zaya. So Goldberg, you might have a trafe microwave, but it's not going to be a problem because it's, you can't bring it down. So let it stay there. But it's not affecting me. Oh, so it comes from Rav Avadi Yosef, the Halo of Rav Avadi Yosef. What does he ask? He asks Akasha and the Shlomo Kluger on page 5 in Chelk. He says, Vatep vat habet eini lahagom marash kluger. Peshut tuv tamadas. Shenishal odus minigolo levashok kaderishal basa patach tonor beis hachorif. They cook basa in the tana v'chacha, but also yom they do chalaf. Because of shemishum hazeh shel mala in sheil kal ki lamala in mateches rakavon v'tit losi b'sazeh l'vgam lav hachid nami in chashash kerosh ramah chashul lezeya ain rak shazeh mikliya balua b'machal atzmo. Aval mitchilas never lack mikoch zeya if the bli is from zeya liyo zeya machma zeya zevadai in bo mamish. And the whole Keichi Timtzum was only the rest. So what's his kasha? So that's Rav Shlomo Kolb. So what's his kasha? Because his kasha is the din in Shulchan Aruch. Ma'ayana b'yom shim gudubar din kisur kedeir shol basar. She'ein b'ra lezeh b'lat. If you have eaten tzadum, top base lays on there for levis. Those if you have a fleshik pot cover and you put it on a milk pot, so the milchik is gonna, the milk in the pot is gonna go into the cover and gonna trafe up the pot, and then it's gonna come back down. And then you need shishim kineged the kisui. So don't you see beferish from this din of Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Gimel that it's coming down around. Because if it's not coming back down, so what do you need shishim to get the kisur? It's kosher. So I once discussed this with Rabbi Bobby. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I want you to feel the kasha, like with Goldberg's on top. You have to feel the kasha. Feeling the kasha? Are you losing sleep, Moses White? Losing sleep?
Yeah, I'm talking about the kasha. I feel like it could come back down.
What is Rosh Lomo Kool going to say about this famous halacha? Say something about Goldberg.
Rosh Lomo was talking about that name Zeah, is it name Zeah? Or Zeah, name Zeah, Zeah, that it can't come back when it brings it down. That's when you use something for one thing, then you're using something for something else. So use it for milk, just put it on top, and then actually, yeah.
It's not just Zayek thing. It's like,
something's in the same pot. No need of like, oh, it comes back up, comes back down. It's in the same pot, so it's all
considered one thing.
It's all considered one thing. You don't say like,
is anyone thinking about gloves, barrel?
Two things are in one pot.
Say, like, so are you saying like most rosemary that like maybe drips will?
I don't know if it's going to drip down, just that if everything's in the same pot, that's
so when you have, yeah, but Lamaisa, look, you have milk. You're cooking milk in a thing. It's bubbling milk. Then you take a fleshik pot cover. It's dry. It's clean. But it was used 10 hours ago for fleshik. So we say that if you don't have shishim connected the kisoy, then it's going to acid because it's going to become.
I mean, the Gemara says here be kisa, right? A kisa is a way to distribute the stuff from home.
Right.
I can explain it. It's a question of the Gemara, right? So, question of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that whatever you have, right? See, since you have a piece of meat sticking out of a pot, and then go for it, and then you cover the pot.
Right.
It assumes that creates the whole pot in the cluster.
Right.
The tarot is milk, or just the milk, and then comes back down, spreads
the whole pot. No, but not bli is necessarily. It means is the condensation is going to go over the whole thing, and now everything is going to be, it's like water going over.
It's not
a bli that's going to.
That's just distributing the.
Right, but here's Malaysia bli. Okay. Because this hasn't been used in 10 hours, say.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever's in the pot, and again, bli is going to be. Well, they
but not because of that. It's because the zeya of the thing is going to fill up the pot, and now so everything is evil. There's water all over. It's like a one big bishul is happening. But that's not being maflit zeya. But ein zeya zeya means that zeya cannot be maflit zeya, and that's the whole problem of an oven. Potentially, if there would be zeya, then when you do the first time, then you do the second time, and the zeya would maflit the zeya, and then it would asset. But if you hold ein zeya maflit zeya, which shouldn't be a problem. That's why we're told the paskin that the guy used it for in the oven for fleishik for milchik one after the other. Says you don't have a problem. Unless he's saying that there's like, well, I think maybe Rav Mai says it more like Mamish. Well, so we had a conversation. I asked him, you know, I said, and then they said, of course, Rav Shlomo's knew this too. So something along the line, again, it was a long time ago, I probably wrote it down in my notebook, but something along the lines that it's maybe a hashash of the gear it was maybe the pot, it's not just Zaya. It's like, it's going to be like more liquidy, and then that could be niflat from this. Because Josea was in, well, like, it was, then the pots, maybe it's going to be more like mamish liquid. That just, I don't know, something along those lines. That's more than Josea with a pot. But I don't know, Ravadi Yosef likes this question. Rav Shlomo Kluger. So, but if we hold that Rav Batsi and Vosna is right, then the Zayah doesn't even get there in the first place. And then the last thing is the din of Reicha. Vosna Shchuta, we have kosher meat. The shomein, that you roasted it. What does reicha means when you roast two things together in the oven at the same time? So you have basar shchut, the kosher meat that's fatty, that you roasted with nevela meat, that's chachush. So the Gemara says, asur, my time, mefatmi mehadadi. Because the treif thing, the kosher thing, which is shomein, is going to send its particles and fatten up the nevela thing, the nevela piece, and then the nevela is going to send its particles to the kasher, and it's going to ask. Levi on my field, basar shchut to kachosh. Even if the basar shchut is kachosh, to slow and basar nevela shomein mutter, because that's for sure. That's more of a chumra. Basar nevela shomein, so of course it should be aser. My time a reicha ba'alma, a reicha lav milsi. So Rav says reicha is milsa. So again, this is talking about that they're in the oven together, and you have two.
Now
we're not talking about that. This is right. This is reicha now. So the first opinion Rav says, if you have kosher meat, that's shamein. So it's going to send, and then the treif meat is kachosh. So we're afraid that the shomein is going to send its shmimis to the basar nevela and make it shomein and now send it back. And now it's all. And Levi says, no, the whole thing is reicha. And even if the treif thing was shomein, it doesn't matter. It's just reicha because it's not cooking together. It's not zeya. It's reicha. These particles dissipate in the air. So So the Rambam writes lahaloche is on page 7. Ain't solo basar shkut it wasn't available behemoth to mayor. The Torah Rechav Avavish ain't ogim zebzeh. It's from her is a mutter. Feel hoisa. So he says. So he's saying what that it's the reich doesn't answer. So that's the tour here, page 10, says the Machlokes, Pligi Rav Alav Levi, Rav says Osir, Levi says Shari, Pazik Rashi passes like Levi, and Rech Alav Milsa, Rabbein Tam Pasuk Rav. Because of Rashba, Skomes Rav Hamorim Lahatir, Kol Mokom Lachatchila, Osir Litzlosim Betonu Tzar. It's a small tano, you shouldn't do it Lachatchila. But Meeker didn't, Rachel of Nilsson. So in Shulchan Aruch, Chofches, it says, Ain't Zol and Bosek Shero, in Bosek Nevela, Moshul Behema Terev, B'tana Rachel of Bishay Nogim Zem Zeh. You shouldn't do it like a Tchila, but if you did it, I raise a mutter. V'afil hois asur shmein harbe v'amutar zroza, in V'atana Godel, Shemachzik Shneim Asar Sronim, even lechatchil. So if you have a big tana, even lechatchil. But he says anyway, it's reicha. But he says the Rambam passes reicha lav nosa, but lechatchil should be machmir unless it's a certain type of tana or that maybe there's no. That was you have two things that you're roasting in the oven together. That's reicha. So the sheet of the holes, reicha lav milsa means even if the treif meat was shomim, shomimus is gonna aser right away. But what is it asering? It's sending particles, and that's lav milsa. Why is it different than Zaya? Because Zaya means there's going to be sweat, there's real condensation. This is just like there's going to be particles are dissipated in the air. There's no condensation. Zaya is condensation. This is Reicha. Reicha is not. Not concentration. No, so the people, the Shita knows Recha Milsa, so even it says that even if it's not okay, because it's going to send its, the kosher Shamein is going to send its Shmeinus to the other one, and it's going to send back. So if you hold like Rav, maybe everything is. Mutter, but you shouldn't do it with chatchila. But if it's a big oven, then in Tabla Gadol Shmachzik Shneimus Asronim, the both shomim. That's the worst. No, then according to Levi, if you don't love milsa, it's not milsa.
I know what the first grade.
Well,
I know what transmit they are. As you can see.
Well, yeah, in other words, Reicha is only when the two things at the same time. two things in the oven at the same time.
That's going to be...
And, so that's going to... One second. So that's going to be... And nothing makes Zay. Say it's two solids. So Zay Bistama is by liquids, but it could be... it could possibly be Zay by solids only if it... But usually not. Because it could be that the solid itself has some liquid in it that is causing it. But with this is just, you have the two solids, it's just the reyach of the... that's by the oven. The case in the ovens is the... is roasting.
Why in the case of the oven, but like Zaya, not really. Why are we assuming that all the ovens are Zaya? The question is, okay, does Zaya count?
Well, first of all, our ovens gedolim. Right, there's no, if it's a ton of gadol, a ton of gadol. Shnei Masar Sroni. Oh, Piv Pasuach also. So we have vents, right? Ezra Rav Shech always says about Zeya, that Zeya means like thick steam, not just, you know, like you see, you take off a cover, that you have thick. Rav Shech says that it has to be thick. Before there's vents, it's not thick. And it could be the same thing over here. He says, sure enough, if it's not ton of bottle or piv pasuach, right? You have an opening, so it's not, so it goes out. So, Bekitzer, there are sheets that are machmir in ovens, but the mice, I told you, according to this, nothing wrong could ever happen in a sink. Nothing wrong can ever happen in an oven. And everybody holds command, nothing wrong can ever happen in a dishwasher. And command, nothing wrong can ever happen on a okay, we're a machmir to try to whatever. So it's always important to know. So hadhaga that you do, is that the ikar din or is that chum? You know, enough can mean people make mistakes, people get, you know, that's the ikar halacha. Okay, where's Moshe? Okay, Hadron. Okay, so now let's navigate that way. So Nimnu Vagamu that the Bechina should be on Monday, a week from today. Now we still have to move on and put some color. So is that okay to start Wednesday?
Yeah.
And then after the Bechina on Monday, we should, you help me. I'm willing to reflect.
I don't know if the guys can be sure on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm willing to give share on Sunday. I'm willing to give share more times. I'm willing to give. Yeah, I'm willing to where I want you guys to, you know, again, we didn't rush, but now I don't want to say now we're paying the price because I don't believe that my sheet and learning and teaching is not to zog and zog and zog until you know, because you don't really learn anything from that. That's my, I shouldn't say you don't, but that's not my sheet. For many people, they can't learn that way. And it's, so, okay.
I don't know.
Does that?
Okay, good.
Okay, have a good day. Well,